again. And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629 2733.
20 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, you went to see that old man in a suit and a felt hat last
night. Now, look, I'm sorry to say this, but yeah. He reminds me in some ways of you.
Oh.
He oozes elderly charm. Mind you, I haven't seen you getting down on your knees to an audience, which he does frequently.
I don't. You've never told me I ooze elderly charm either, but I'll accept
it.
Okay, thank you.
And there's one song that is called The Tower of Song, the words of which are, "My friends are gone and my hair is grey. I ache in the places where I used to play." So I thought of you when he sang that.
Thank you, yes.
He also, in that song, talks about having been born with the gift of a golden voice, which I would not say is true for him, but I think it's true of you.
Oh.
Actually, what lifts his concert, in fact, because he really has this monotone voice, he's really more a poet than a singer, are these exquisite female back singers. They're like angels. If it weren't for them, the concert would be quite flat. And the musicianship, the fabulous musicians he has in the background, one of whom, Javier Mas, plays really interesting music. He's plays a Spanish guitar, but instruments I haven't heard of, like the laud, the L-A-U-D, and the banduria. And well, and these musicians, they're just fabulous.
Now, it was open air, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No, we were so fearful. We thought, oh, my God, it's raining and we're going to get wet. No, it's covered, but let me tell you, I think it's a dreadful venue. It's as bad as the, in terms of atmosphere, as the entertainment centre. And getting there is, frankly, a nightmare. I'd never go there again. We went out on, it wasn't a slow boat to China. It was a slow train to Olympic Park.
Yeah.
And, okay, I know that they were blaming, the thunderstorm, etc. But I really feel sorry for those people who have to commute from out west every day on those trains because they're like, cattle runs. They're so slow.
Yes.
Terrible. But and then once you get off the train, it's a long way to walk to the arena. So, look, But the concert itself, once we'd all got in, we'd sat down and the lights were on, it was magic.
And he's on again tonight.
Yes, he is. And, I mean, this is his third year and he's well into his 70s. I think he's about 76. Extraordinary stamina, just like you.
His song called Hallelujah has been recorded by many artists, including Susan Boyle, in a brand new album called The Gift, and that's the one I play for you after you've given us your recipe
the day. Oh, okay, Hallelujah. Yes, well, actually, many people think that Jeff Buckley wrote that, but in fact it was Leonard Cohen.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, now, well, today I have a recipe for you, which I'm sorry, it's not fat-free at all, but it is so luscious. It's a lumberjack cake, and it's a recipe I came across a few years ago in Bundanoon, which is in the Southern Highlands. And it combines Granny Smith apples with dates and sugar and butter and flour and orange zest. And you put all those together in a pot, boil it all up. Sorry, then you add the flour and the mixed spice. And then there's this wonderful coconut topping with brown sugar, milk and shredded coconut, which goes on towards the end of cooking time.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, it's divine. It's a superb pudding. And I think in this sort of damp, wet weather we're having, is a lovely thing to have in the evening, warmed up with cream and ice cream.
What's it called?
It's called lumberjack cake. I'm not quite sure where that name comes from. Obviously, something to do with, cutting down trees in the forest.
Have you heard that wonderful Monty Python song called I'm a Lumberjack and I'm OK? He goes, and I wear women's clothing, and it all turns out that he's hardly a lumberjack. I might try and find it and play it.
Don't know that one. Actually, you're trying to impersonate Leonard Cohen.
Why? Singing badly? goodbye. We'll go to your website, which is
sheridanrogers.com.au.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you next week.